About a 4 hour drive.
A normal day is 4:15. You're like 4 hours, 42 minutes. But if everyone from Bergen County is going at the same exact time,
let's begin. Let's begin. Dr. Drives, good to see you. Let's begin.
Recording in progress.
Okay, I want to begin. Continuing where we left off yesterday, let's get everything, Bizushim, guys. Okay? And we have a statement of Rav and Shmuel. We actually have two statements of Rav and Shmuel. The first statement of Rav and Shmuel is Kol Sheyesh Bo Chamesh Min Yedag, which was quoted to us before the two dots. Yes? And the Gemara actually says that that's the reason why Rav Kahana, Rav Yosef said he held like Rav Kahana, that he felt you should say a mezonos on the Daisa Kain Chavetz Kedera, because you have some Chamesh Minim, Kol Sheyesh Bo Chamesh Minim, and that certifies it as a Bremen Mezonos. Let's pick it up from after the two dots and introduce the following new rule that Rav and Shmuel says. Okay, let's see inside. Go ahead, Usher. Gufa was listed above. Go ahead.
Gufa, Rav and Shmuel, Domer Tarvaya. So Rav and Shmuel, they both said, Kol Sheyesh Bo Min Chamisha Saminim, Mevarchim Olam Bar Min Mizunot. Anything that has the five species inside of it, you make Bar Min Mizunot.
Well said. Go ahead. Vitmarnami.
We have another statement. Rav and Shmuel, Domer Tarvaya, that Rav and Shmuel both said, Kol Sheyesh Bo Min Chamisha Saminim, Mevarchim Olam Bar Min Mizunot. Anything that has the five species, you make Bar Min Mizunot.
Seems like very similar. You have Kol Sheyesh Bo and Kol Shehu. So Gemara immediately it pounces on it and says what? Go ahead.
We need both of them.
Go ahead.
D, Ashmein, and Koshu. If we would have only said Koshu, Hava, Mina, Bishundi, Isibane.
Now, Koshu was the second statement, yes? First one was Koshi Yeshba that we've had.
Yeah.
If you just had Koshu, I would think what? Yeah, read again. Tzricha, Dia, what?
Tzricha, you need it. D, Ashmein, and Koshu. I think I know why they ordered it.
Go ahead, go ahead.
The necessity of why you
well, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says Kol Shehu first. Go ahead.
I know, but it's explaining why you need Kol Shehu.
No, it didn't say Kol Shehu. It said Kol Sheyesh Bo.
Kol Sheyesh Bo is
that's what we had yesterday. So let's see what the Gemara says. Then you'll comment what you want to say. Go ahead. It's Tzricha. Go ahead.
Di Ashminin.
Which was the second statement, okay? The first statement was Kol Sheyesh Bo. Go ahead.
If we would have only said Kol Shehu.
Yes. That's because it's tangible and it's extant on its own. Aval.
But if it was an extra, then you would not say Minnesota's.
Exactly.
That's what comes and says Kol Sheyesh Bo. It's Kol Sheyesh Bo.
And therefore, I don't care what, if it's even it's a form of a taruvus, you say it, right?
Yep.
Now go the other way. V what?
V Ashmin and Kol Sheyesh Bo. If you have only taught Kol Sheyesh Bo,
yes.
I would have taught Kol Sheyesh Bo, Chamisha Samin, and In. You would have thought that it would have been correct for all
that the scope of the Chamisha Samin is very constricted. About what?
About Oriz Vajopan Love.
We'll translate it like Tysus. We'll get to, but Tysus says, actually say it outside now. Rashi says Oriz is mill, and Dolkin is pince. Tysus argues. Tysus says rice, Oriz is rice. And what? Dolkin is what? Mill. Yes?
Or is it pince?
Yeah. Pants. That's what Rashi says Oriz is mill, and Dolkin is pants. Well, Lamaisa, it's questionable, but Rashi, but Tosas, what I want to bring out is Machlis Rashi Tosas. Tosas quotes, read that small Rashi in Tosas. Go ahead, real quick, go ahead. Oriz, just a, yeah, go ahead.
Oriz, mill.
Yes. Dochen.
Dochen, pants.
Right, read Tosas, the third Tosas, Rashi.
Rashi, perish, oriz, mill.
Right, Vyesh beforeshim.
Those explain.
Rice. Rizu, right. Go ahead. High parish.
High parish. And according to this explanation, Yesh Lefarish Tidochan Hayomil.
Exactly. So you gotta split it. See, according to Rashi, doesn't even mention rice, it seems. Either of them are rice, no?
Could be.
But whatever it is, we're familiar with Tosas. I want you to get down. The Beis Yosef says we go like Tosas. Beis Yosef writes in Simon Reishches Sifches, the Maskavahave, the minig is like Tosas. And the Madani Yontif says that Dochen in German is called ears. That's what the Mishra Brura says. Mishra Brura says, Reish Ches Sifkot and Chafei. Please get it. Reish Ches Sifkot and Chafei, Sharatzin Oslam and Aleph, that the bracha on rice is Mezoinus. We pass like that, Alach Lomaisa. So we go with the Taisus, Beis Yosef says, and rice we definitely say Mezonos. Okay, so what do you see from this? Go ahead, back to the Gemara. V'yashmin and Kol Sheyesh, but read again. Yashminin.
Yashminin Koshi
Eshba. Havamine.
Koshi Eshba.
Right.
Havamine, I would have thought Koshi Eshba
Mishum what?
Mishum de'ayyade talulis.
Ava what?
Ava
isay
b'nei, if it stands on its own, ne'ma afila orz v'dochen namivar nolah.
Right, that's what I would have thought. Go ahead. Dafilu? Excellent. So, to summarize this Gemara outside, what you have is the following. The Gemara says we have two statements of Rav and Shmuel. We're familiar with it from yesterday before the two dots that Kol Sheyesh Bo told me that's why Rav Yosef, like Rav Kanan Psak, Rav Raymond Mzonos, and Chavitz, and Daisa Kane Chavitz Kedera. Because it has what? It has Chamesh Minim in it. The Gemara said, well, if you had Kol Sheyeshbo and then you have Kol Shehu, why you need to have, if you just had Kol Shehu, I would think that, well, it's only when it's Be'en. But if it's Taruvus, not. Kol Sheyeshbo includes even a Taruvus. If you only had Kol Sheyeshbo, you'd think the scope would be limited to five. Orz V'dochen, no. Lamais. Orz V'dochen, I would think no in a Taruvus form, but in a extant form, I would think you'd say Mizonis Kamashman. Kol Shu tells me only these five, and Orz V'dochen would not have the five, which we don't paskin like at this point. And where we're at in the Gemara, excuse me, we don't paskin like that because we paskin on rice. You do say Raymond Mizonis. Okay, so you got that. So I want you to know in your mind the Gemara when it says Kol Shu and when it says Kol Sheyeshbo. Okay, what does the complementary things do, Lamaisa, in your mind that you should know them? Because if I just had Kol Shehu, I would think that what? Only when it's Be'en. But it's Taruvus, I would think even within the five would be a problem. Kol Sheyeshbo says it's good. However, if you have only Kol Sheyeshbo, I would think only these five, Orz V'dochen, Ayide Taruvus would be good. But extant would be good. Kamash Milan, Lamais, even when they're extant, not that way. So you see how they complement one another, these two phrases. Okay, so please get it. And they're both statements of Rav and Shmuel. Now, what I want to get to now is the following. Yeah, go ahead, Usher, real quick.
I just
want
to comment on, like, the order. I think yes. It's first explaining why you need Kol Sheyeshbo, and then it explains why you need Kol Shehu.
Okay.
It's still backwards.
No, yeah. It explains first why you need Kol Sheyeshbo.
Right. You wouldn't have to explain why you need the first one if you didn't have the second one. You sure it was explaining the second
but
one?
But I'm saying the first one that was presented was Kol Sheyeshbo. In Shas.
The question is why we have Kol Shehu.
The first one was Kol Sheyeshbo, and then Kol Shehu was quoted second. So the Gemara says, well,
yeah,
the Gemara is bothered by it. Shouldn't Kol Shehu be enough? The Gemara says, no, you need Kol Sheyeshbo. And then the Gemara flips it and says, well, why shouldn't Kol Sheyeshbo be enough? Lomai said, that's what Kol Shehu. They both complement one another.
It's first explaining why Kol Sheyeshbo is necessary, and it's why Kol Shehu is necessary.
No, it doesn't. It says the Ashmin Kol Shehu. If you just had Kol Shehu,
it
would just
it says
be Maz.
That's why we need Kol Sheyeshbo in order to tell us this.
Right.
It's explaining why we need Kol Sheyeshbo first.
Okay. Okay, I agree with you on that. Okay, fine.
Though, because you wouldn't need that unless you have the second one. You have to prove
well, they both,
first.
They both complement one another. They both complement one another. They're both on you. They both complement one another.
It is backwards, though. Like, the way they say it. You don't have to prove the first one. You prove the second one first.
I think that's what's going on.
You mean the first one that's presented in Shas is Kol Sheyeshbo. So you're saying that should be the Masber, why you need that? That's what the Gemara does.
The second one. It's the opposite. You should be Masber with the Kol Shehu, because if you have the Kol Sheyeshbo, fine.
I don't know.
It's fine. Then when you bring the Kol Shehu.
I'm not sure about that, Nate. You could say the Gemara is saying the Seder of it is that why the first one presented is needed. You could say like that's in order. That's order.
That's never the question of the Gemara. The question of the Gemara is why is the second one needed? Because the first one's there. It's why do we need a second one? Why do we have a Kol Shehu?
That's not what the Gemara says.
It should have been. I'm saying it's the opposite.
I hear you. In their statement, the Gemara first mentions Kol Sheyeshbo and then Kol Shehu. Okay. All right. At the end of the day, Lomais, they're both complementary, and you have to have all these both statements. Yes, go ahead, Gavriel.
Is it possible that we could also have the opposite Havamino by Kol Sheyeshbo for also Kol Shehu by Orz V'dochen? Like, say, I would have thought that Orz V'dochen get a bracha on them by themselves, but not when they're in the Taruvah.
Evidently not. The Gemara understood that the phraseology of Kol Sheyeshbo means that it includes even in Taruvos. And the statement of Kol Sheyeshbo only scope wise only includes these five and in the Taruvus form, but it's not speaking to extant form. Kamashman Kol Shehu speaks directly to the scope of these five.
Why
so each
say that Kol Shehu is only
Because the Gemara understood that. That's how the Gemara understood the phrase of Kol Shu speaking to the what, to the scope of it.
But couldn't we easily just have said that Kol Shu is only talking about things when they're by
themselves? Evidently not. The Gemara, that's the way the Gemara understood the phrase.
Why not?
Because the word Kol Shu is saying these. That's what the Gemara, that's the way the Gemara understood it. Kol Shu means these five, and that's it.
Exactly. So Kol Shu, these five when they're by themselves, and then or is Vidocha, and we find
no, no. The Gemara is saying Kol Shu. These five to exclude Orz V'dochet, even when they're extant. That's what Kol Shu is telling me. Even when they're extant, it only means these five.
Kol
Shu Yishbo, no? No, Kol Shu. Kamashman Kol Shu, V'rachin B'rim Mizonos, Lafuki Orz V'dochet, Dafilu B'eni, Loma V'rachin B'rim Mizonos. It's the Kol Shu, right there, the fifth line of the Gemara. The Kol Shu is understanding the scope. You got me? That's how the Gemara understood the phraseology of Kol Shu means the scope. Only these five and nothing else. Okay? And Kol Sheyeshbo is Mechadesh, to what, as long as you have something, what, that is considered to be what? Considered to be a Taruvis Lomaisa, has to be, the scope is only talking about the Taruvis, but if it's extant, maybe I would say, come on, I would say, Bremen and Mizonos. Okay? That's how the Gemara understood the phrases. Okay? I mean, theoretically, you could have, but you're making good points. You see the Gemara held not that way. Okay. Let's see the Rashi on the top there. Go ahead. Asher, Kol Mashman, Kol Shehu.
Even though it's all from one species, it needs to be from the five species.
Right. What does that mean when he says Avagav de Kulu Bechad Mina? What does he mean when he said that?
It's all that, like, you're making the entire bread or loaf.
It's all one min, you mean? That's fine, it's all one min, but that min has to be what? Has to be one of the five. So he's saying you might have a mixture in there, but what? But we call it all one min, all the michaels from that min. Sheimu ravin bo dvar macherim, right? You might be, even though, what does he mean when he says, avgav de kulu michad mina? What does that mean? The whole food is from that min. There's nothing else mixed in. But in order to say brei minazonos, what do you need? It's got to be from those five. So in other words, you know, you might what? You might think that you're dealing with a food that's not a taruvis. So it's like you have one step up, but that one step up is not there unless it's from the what? Unless it's from the five. You follow what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying with Rashi? What is Rashi driving at when he says Kamashman Kol Shu? That it must be within those five, right? You think you're on a higher madrega that's not a taruvitz. It's only one thing. It's only extant. Like I said, be'en. So you think if it's be'en, maybe what? Maybe there's a wider scope. Maybe Chamish Minimum only includes what? Only includes things that what? Where if you have a teruvis, but if you have one thing that's extant on its own, maybe it could be outside the five. Comes to Gemara and says, no, that's what Rashi is bringing out. When he says, oso min, what does oso min mean? It's not a teruvis, it's extant. That's what he means. You understand what I'm saying? Gavril, you got me? Oso min. You understand what I'm saying? When he says, even though it's from one min, meaning that's not a teruvis, it's Bain.
It doesn't say oso min, it says bekuhu mechad.
Yes, even though kulu mechad mina, the whole food. The whole food. Kulu means the whole food. The whole food is from one min. It's not a taruvis. I'm glad he asked me that. Kulu means the whole food. The whole food is made of one min. So I would think, oh, if it's extant, maybe it could be rice, it could be milk, it could be outside the five. Kamashma, not. That's what Rashi means. Everyone got that? You can misread that Rashi. That's what kulu min means. It's all what extant. It's not a mixture. Okay? We're dealing with things that are bad or things that are taruvis. Okay. Now let's get to the following. I want to now list off, and we had one yesterday, where we don't invoke the issue, Lamaisa, of Kol Sheyeshbo. And that was Tosas we had yesterday when he said L'dabek. When the flour is used as a binding agent, that deflects the concept that is powerful and that you say Amazonas, correct? So I want to now go through different subtopics about this concept that comes up, Halacha Lamaisa. And do we say it all the time, Kol Sheyeshbo? Do we say it not all the time? And in order to, what'd you say?
Generally by the phrase Kol Sheyeshbo, just
talk about it. No, Kol Sheyeshbo, Chamesh Minim. That you say this, this is a very prominent klal in Hilchos Brachos. What is the scope of the klal? We already had one exception yesterday by when it came to Davik Balma. So I want to start with Pshat Lamais in the Taisis that we had yesterday, okay? The Taisis we had yesterday said Beferish at the end of the Tosis that he suggested if you have an almond that was made for a chola, he said that If you make it in order Yisur Alev, then you say Bray Min Mazonos. If you do a Ladabik Baalma, then you would say Haetz. He doesn't say Beferish Haetz, and that's what he means. So he says, I want you to swallow it in the middle of a Suda. What was Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha on the very end of that Tosos? He said that almonds are Toch the Suda, require their own bracha. So what is that going to help? Right? Everyone got that? That was Tosos Kasha. Yes? The very last Rabbi Kiveger. What is going to help you to eat in the middle of a meal? The almonds require a bracha. Okay. So, Lamaisa, this is the Kasha of the Rabbi Kiveger, and it's a very strong Kasha. So I hope you got to see it. The Mishabrura answers this Kasha. Let's get it down. Number one, Chiddush. Mishabrura and the Sefer Gan HaMelech, Simon Reish Ches is the Mishabrura, Sifkot Yud Gimel. He writes as follows. Yeah, what did Tosa say at the end? You have an almond, and you have it with flour, and he suggests eat it in the middle of a Suda, in a bread meal. Yes? To meet it in a bread meal, in order to say Amotzi, so you get out of the problem of Brach Rishon. Because it's L'dabek, as Sam said yesterday, you say Eitz. If it's L'sod, you say what? B'zoinus. Well, you don't know what to do? Tosa says what the Suvik, we had three Pshatim yesterday, what the Suvik was. Poshup Shah, we wanted to say, like the El Rava, you're not sure whether it's Lisod or how much flour it is to make it Lisod or to make it what? Ladabek. Okay. So Rabbi Kiveger says, I don't understand. How does it help you? When you have fruit in the middle of a meal, you know you need eitz anyway. Unless you eat bread with every piece of the fruit, which people don't do. So the Gan HaMelech and the Mishabura answer this Kasha. Mishabura's answering a Kasha Taisus. If you know the Shas well, you can open up a Mishabura and say, oh, he's answering this Taisus. His answer would be Kiveger's Kasha. What does the Mishabura say? And the Gan HaMelech, he says the following. Mishabura, Reish, Ches, Sifkot, and Yud Gimel. He says like this. The Chola needs the almonds. He needs the almonds. Tosa said it, didn't he? Yeah. I didn't make it up. Yeah. He's Kovei Asuda on almonds then. His Kfi Asuda is on almonds. And that's considered to be Dvarim Aboy Machmas Asuda. Because a chola needs it, Lamaisa. It doesn't have to be, but that's the scenario. The scenario is the Iker Suda, most people aren't Kovei Suda almonds. A chola is. That's why he says the scenario is a chola. So a chola needs the Shkedim. So since he needs the Shkedim, therefore he's Kovei Suda on the Shkedim, and therefore the din is that if you're having an almond meal, this is considered to be bread, and what is the content of the meal? What is the menu? Almonds, and that is it. Almonds on almonds alone. And therefore, you're Kovei Asuda on that. And what's the din? The din is at Tvarim Aboyim Machmas Asuda. And what's the halacha in that case?
You don't have to make a separate
bracha. Correct. You don't have to say a separate bracha. And Lamaisa, that is why, Lamaisa, you answer Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. How have you answered Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha? Because why? Because what was Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha? Even when what? Here, you can move the desk over there, Nate, Lamaisa. Because why? Because you don't need a separate bracha. Because a special din of Kovei Asuda on almonds, and the bracha mamotzi takes care of it. You're not having chicken or steak. You're having almonds. That is the entree of your meal. You got me? That answers the kasha. And you know what it works beautifully with? Did you guys notice when you looked in the Shulchan Aruch, I hope? When the Tosfos gives this scenario, what does he quote? What does he quote? That the chola needs what? Almonds. Did he quote what? Lentils? Did he quote leeks like Tosfos says?
No,
he didn't. Why didn't he? It's very meduyik why he only mentioned what? Why he only mentioned shkedim, right? Not from the other things that Tosfos was stopping about. Because why? Because these are shkedim that are made la'osa what? La'osa for the chayla. Yes? What was Tosfos lashon? Chenosin kemach l'soch pulin. O l'soch adashim. O krishim. He only brings in chola by what?
Shkeinim.
By the shkeinim. No? And that's what it's very meduyik why the machaber, isn't a beautiful shot? I missed that whole thing. That's how you've got to read carefully. That's why the machaber only brings up shkeinim l'gabi chola. He's machaber saying read Tais is right. Memela, that answers the kasha. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot, Lamaisa. Now, the Tila Ladovit asks on this. He says he doesn't like this pshat. He says, it's mashma from Tosfos, he thinks, that choylim, the derech is eat the shkedim shalom b'tok asuda. And only because of the suffek bracha, do you have to eat them b'tok asuda. This is not Dvarim Haboy Machmas Asuda. Only because of the Suffolk did they require you eat them at Tokha Suda. But don't tell me that what, when Tosa brought up a chain latoch shkedim shosun lechola, Lamai said that he's having an almond meal. He doesn't think that's the pshat in Tisus. Okay, I hear what he's saying.
Isn't he then left with Rabbi Kivager's kasha
though? Yeah, he is left with Rabbi Kivager's kasha. That is correct. He is left with Rabbi Kivager's kasha. But the Tila L'David wants to say that Tisus wrote when he put the kemach latoch pulin os v'adash v'krishim, right? And not when you put the kemach l'shkedim, right? The shkedim l'mayis apetok asuda need a bracha, right? The shkedim betok asuda, even betok asuda need a bracha, like Rabbi Kivager asked, like you're right. Halacha l'mayis. The only problem is, according to his pshat, why did the Shulchan Aruch not mention the beans and the adashim and the krishim, right? Why, right? It should have mentioned both. The Shulchan Aruch should always kiru pulim v'adashim and krishim. He only, because of kenal shkedim. According to him, l'mayis, there's no what? No great shake. Shkedim's no difference. So why did the Mechaber quote the other things? So that's the Tila of David. I want you to get down. Okay? And then, one second, Gavriel. Then the Olus Ephraim writes, he believes that Shkedim, Lamaisa, are something that was eaten with bread. In those days, they used to make the Shkedim like a tafshol that they used to eat with bread. And he says, just like it's mash from Taisus, Legamo. What does Legamo mean? To swallow. I mean, it was a tafshul that was went with bread. He says this tafshul is considered bal machmas asuda. That's what he wants to tine. He says it's like chocolate spread, kind of like chocolate spread. The shkedim were put on the bread, and in that sense, motzi would cover what? Cover the shkedim. That's what he wants to tine, halacha lemaisa. Okay? This is what the Sefer Taras HaShulchan writes. What do you say? From the word legamo, yes. Legamo. Legamo, it was an indicative, he wanted to say, that they ate the shkedim, the olos Ephraim, and din yud, in the very end, says the shkedim were made like a tafshil, and therefore makes it dvarim aboy machmas apas, and that would answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. So we have two answers. The ganamelch, Mr. Brura, and olos Ephraim. And then you have the tilul David in the middle, but that first answer works well with why Tosis only quotes it by shkedim and not by the others. The tilul David's tat is a taina, but on him, why did the Shulchan Aruch mention by Shkedim, halacha lemaisa? But this last answer of the Olas Ephraim, the Taras HaShulchan says that it was used as lafas apas. That's what it means. It was used like a kind of like a chocolate spread. Okay? So that's the first stickle I want you guys to know. You got that? First, Gavriel, go ahead.
Is the Mechaber implying that you could only be Kovei Asuda on almonds when you're a Chole? And you can't be
Kovei
on any
other. No, that's what no one was asking, but that's what usually is done. How many people in the world do you know are Kovei Asuda on almonds? Okay? So he says a chol is. If the doctor prescribed this, he's Kovei Asuda on that.
But let's say you're Kovei Asuda on almonds, not as a chol.
Maybe I would say Batla Dietz as a kolodim, kind of like the Gemara said by wine. The guy's name's a meshuggah, you know what I mean? Who's Kovei Asuda on almonds? If a guy's sick, it's one thing. Okay? You got me?
But let's say he did, then would that.
I would still say Butler Dietz and Skolot. Remember, that was the din, right? If you're Kovei Asuda on wine. Okay, we got it? Or you got the first, this is the first Mahalach. Please get it. This Chiddush, I want you to get. Okay, that's number one. We got that now? Two Tirits, we give it as Kasha. In the middle, we have the Tila of David. Yes.
Okay, can we just repeat the Tila of David one more time?
The Tila of David asked on the Mishabru's answer. Right. He says, it's not Mashma, he thinks, from Tosis. Tosis is Mashma that Shkedim are always considered Shlo B'Tokha Suda. The only reason why you're eating them is a Suffolk Bracha, so we require them to eat them B'Tokha Suda. But just because you're eating them B'Tokha Suda, Lamaiza doesn't flip it into the Dvarim Amachma Sasuda. He wanted to interpret Tosis. The Mishabura saying, you're Kovei Asuda on what? You're Kovei Asuda on the Shkedim. Mecha Tosis, you're doing that. It's not Mashram Tosis that. Eitzel Cholim, it's the, who says by Cholim, it's the derech to be Kovei Asuda on that. Where did he get that from? Says the Tila Dov from Nishabur. Where did he get that from? How can he make that assumption? It does answer Rabbi Kivager's Kasha, it does, but he says, he doesn't get the impression from Tosis that you're Kovei Asuda on it. It still might have been a dessert. Eat it, to soothe your stomach. But if that means Dvarim HaBoyim Machmas Asuda, very difficult. That's what he asks. But on him, if that's the case, so why the Mechaber only listed by what? By Shkedim. You get the impression a little bit, Lamaisa, from the what? From the Mr. Brewer and the Ganamel Sanders, the Mechaber works very smoothly because he only quotes it by Shkedim. He doesn't quote it by the other things. So the Mishnah Berurah and Gan Hamelech says works very smoothly, and it's a beautiful way to read the Taisus. Yeah, I could have, I missed that. Yeah, go ahead, Noam.
The way to read the Taisus is for the Shaos and the Chola is only for the Shkedim, it's not for the things before.
Correct. Well said. That is correct.
We said that it would be
it was before Chola was only mentioned by Cholin. Remember we said that?
Yeah.
Look at Chola; it's only mentioned by Shkedim.
Chaim
l'soch Shkedim. He says v'chaim l'soch Shkedim Shaosin l'Chola. You could read it like that. You could read it like that. That's the way that Tilul David's going to read it. He'll read the whole thing like that. But the Machaber didn't read it like that. The Machaber separated it.
So that makes sense for Rabbi Akiva Eger. He's asking everything else. No?
The Tilul David is asking on the Mishnah Berurah. What was the kasha? Rabbi Akiva Eger was asking, no matter what, on Taisus Shkedim still requires his own bracha. Answer Mishnah Berurah, no, it doesn't. Because Dvarim Abayim Machmas Asuna. Because when a Shkedim are for a Chola, that it flips into what that's your Kaveh Asuna on that. And that's why the Machaber only quotes it by Shkedim. So therefore, Lamai says a beautiful pshat. Tilul David says, well, no, you're just having it as a separate dessert. Then you have Rabbi Akiva kasha. So let me ask you, why did the Machaber not quote everything by there? Why did he quote it by Shkedim? Okay. All right. And then we said the Ola Sephraim's answer that it became like a tafshul. Okay. Fine. That's the first mahal. Number two. Number two is a tremendous rule emerges here. Okay. And I've always wondered this, but it really comes out from our Taisus. Number two. The Taz here in Sifkot and Hay, Resh Ches, asked the following kasha. Why does Taisus come up with the Eitzah to swallow L'toch the Suda? Why can't you just say Shahako and finished? There's a famous rule based on what Gemara? Get it down to Makairis, Yechezkel. Mem Amar Aleph. Anything you're Mesupik in, the Bracha is Shahako. Where does it say that in the Machaber? Reish Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. Get down every Makar. It's Gemara and Daf Mem Amar Aleph, and it's in Reish Dalet. Thank you, Jacob, for your Mr. Brewer. Reish Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. Reish Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel. Bleen that out, bring it in. I have to bring in mind. I said that yesterday. Forgot it. Reish Dalet, Sif Yud Gimel.
Anything you have a subject?
Yes. Sif Yud Gimel. Ready? Kol Davar Shum Supuk Mirkosei Varach Shakol. Last Sif in Reish Dalet. Where does it come from? Mem Amud Aleph. So I don't understand. Why does Taz have to stand on his head and say, Swallow Tok the Suda? Why don't you just say Shahakol? Usher, you got this? This is the Kasha of the Taz.
Still better not to have a suffix.
What'd you say?
Okay,
let's see the Taz first, okay? This is what the Taz says. You got me? Okay, here we go. So the Taz answers, you know why Taz suggested to swallow it in the Suda? Not because he was Mesupik on the Bracha Rishon of the Shkedim, because if that would be the case, he would just say what? Shahakol, like we just asked. But rather what? He was Mesupik on the Bracha Achrona. Do you say Alamichia or do you say Brena Foshos? No, if he's mistupik lemaisa. Do you say what?
If you don't know.
If it's a mizayinist, then you'll say alamichia. No, Brain of Fuzz is not like Shaka. We're going to learn that. You can't just stam replace it. So Brain of Fuzz is not like Shaka.
What should I do if I go and I eat something?
You're in trouble. Don't do it. Don't do such a thing. You can't just stam say Brain of Fuzz is a Shaka. I'm glad he asked me that. We're going to get to the Nusa vision. We got to get there, though. But what does he say? He says, if you eat less than a gazayas, that's what I'll tell you what to do, Noam. Eat less than a gazayas, less than gazayas. You never need a what? Bracha achrona. So you only need a bracha rishona. So you don't need a swallow b'tocha suda, and therefore you can say shahakol. So what does the Taz basically say? And this is what Ronso actually always taught us. Whenever you have a kasha nate, what is it? When you have a kasha, you have a premise in the kasha, and when you have an answer, does the answer destroy the premise, or does the premise begin? Or does the premise remain? You just come up with a new theory. What was the Taz's kasha? Why does Taz need an of Ladan with Suda? Just what? Just say Shahakol. What's the Terrence? Terrence says you could say Shahakol, but what? The Suffolk and Taz was the Bracha Achrona. You could say Shahakol. And when you want to get out of a Bracha Achrona, what do? Eat less than a Gazayas. This is what the Taz writes.
Why
I can't hear you.
Why wouldn't Taz just say quick? Like,
why didn't Taz do what? You tell me, because what's Taz's Suffolk? It's on the Bracha Achrona. It's on the Bracha Achrona. It's hard to say you eat only a Pach Mikazayas. The whole subject's on the Bracha Achrona.
Where
does
the Pach Mikazayas come from? Taz says that's a good way of saying
that. That's a good way anytime you, like Noam asked me, if you're not sure about a Bracha Achrona, what do? Eat less than a Kazayas. You never require a Bracha Achrona. Taz wasn't concerned with that. Taz is not going to teach a guy to do that.
Taz
Tosos wouldn't teach you to have less kazayas, he teaches to have.
Yeah, Tosos is giving you a real eitzah. A lot of people, it's very hard to just eat less of the kazayas. Come on, the guy wants to eat the whole meal. So Tosos doesn't mention it, but that would be a way to get out of it. That would be a way definitely to get out of it without a problem. However, the Maimer Mordechai argues, and he says, let's get this, that Tosos only wrote, did not write Shehakol, because even if you say Shehakol, it's only b'dieved. L'chachila, what are you supposed to try to do? What are you supposed to try to do in Ochas Brachas? Try to say the right one, to specify and praise Hashem the best you can. When you shkeid him b'toch the Suda, you're yotze yechov l'chachila, because there's no sofek. I'm yotze with amotzi. This is a better, the Maimer Mordechai argues on Taz. Let's get argues on the Taz. Again, get this, guys. The Taz is saying the following. The Taz is saying, why did Tosfos make this eitzah? Just a simple eitzah, shei shahakol. That's his kasha. Teretz is that Sovik of Tosfos has nothing to do with the Bracha Rishona. In a Hanami, Nate, shei shahakol. Gesunter hei. And if you're not sure about what Bracha Achrona to say, then what? Eat less than a gazayas. But Tosfos Sovik is on the Bracha Achrona. You say, b'nefashos ala michia. That is the Taz's pshat. Comes along the Maimer Mordechai in Sifkon Yigimel and says, no. That's not pshat in Tosfos. You read Tosfos wrong. Tosfos Sovik is by what? Bracha Rishona, exactly. And therefore, why did Tosfos not bring up Shehakol? Because Shehakol is only a what? It's not a great eitzah. Because it's only b'dieved. Yes, it is. Because l'charchila, I don't have to say a bracha. There's no sofek. I'm saying a motzi. It's a much better eitzah. That's why Tosfos didn't mention Shehakol. That's the Maimer Mordechai. Now, what emerges from here, Gavriel, get this down. Then I'll ask you a question. Then I'll call on you. Get this down. This brings us to a fundamental rule in Hilchos Brachos, which you must know. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Tet Zayin, and the Magen Avraham really says, in Reish Dalet, Sifkot and Chavav, that if you are Mesupik, what to say on a bracha, on food, is it better to say Shehakol, or is it what? Better to eat it in the middle of a meal. So the Shaar HaTzion and the Magen Avraham say it's better to eat it during a meal. You see from our Tosfos, this Maimer Mordechai we paskin gavaltik like. Always better to what? Eat in the talk meal. Don't just willy-nilly just watch Zaga Shehakol. Zaga Yishmin say it. It's not right. And who argues on this? The Adaphraim and the Naziris Shimshin. They are cholik and they claim no. That you can say a Shehakol. You don't have to wait and eat it in the middle of a meal. So I want to say, yes, the Yad Ephraim and the Olos, I'm sorry, the Naziris Shimshin. I want to say that this fundamental machleis is dependent on this machleis Taz, Maimer Mordechai. The Taz holds like who? The Taz holds like that Yad Ephraim and who else? The Naziris Shimshin. That Shehakol is as good as what? As the eights of eating in the meal. There's nothing wrong with it. They hold them like they're equal. And the Shaar HaTzion, the Magen Avraham, the Maimer Mordechai say, no way. You don't just zog a shakol. It's better to eat it during a meal, and therefore you're fine. That emerges from this, right out of this Tosfos. Because Tosfos doesn't say a word about shakol. What is that indicative of? What is that indicative of? What is that considered to be indicative of? That's the Skiddush. The Taz says, you know what? The whole subject was by Bracha Achrona. That's why he didn't mention it. But it's just as good as to eat it during a meal. No, they say, you read the Tosfos wrong, says the Maimer Mordechai, says the Magen Avraham, says the Shaar HaTzion. The Tosfos Sofek is the way we read it. Talking about a Bracha Rishona, and clearly the best H is what? Eat it in the middle of a meal rather than Zog HaShahakol. That is the best H. You got this? Because that's the way you learn up the Pshat and Tosfos, correct? It all stems from how you learn up the Tosfos. You cannot be a Poisek unless you know the love. This is how we're showing it, Yecheskel. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Noah?
How could the Taz read the Tosfos as saying Bracha Achrona? The whole Tosfos is talking about Bracha Rishona.
What did we say yesterday? It's not impossible. It's not impossible. Because he said if you eat it, Lawat, listen to Lev, it's a what? It's a Mezoinus. If you eat a Ladabek, it's a Eitz.
Yeah.
So what's the Suffolk of Tosfos? Plug it in one of the three ways we said yesterday. Take the push-up shot like the Eilei Rabbah. Is this flour that was put in Lidabek or is it Lisod? I'm not sure. So you know what? What Bracha Achrona? Maybe it is talking about a Bracha Achrona. How do you know? Lomaisa. The Gemara was talking about Bray Minim Zonos, a Bracha Rishona. Yes, and when he says Ladabek Ba'alma, when he says Ladabek Ba'alma, you don't need to say Bray Minim Zonos. So maybe what? Maybe Tosus was saying, Shahakol, I agree with you, it's not the push-up shantais, but not impossible. You can read between the lines and say, oh, no problem, you'll say Shahakol. Then he says, Mikomakom, oh, you're worried about a Bracha Rishona? No problem. Eventually, you'll take care of it.
I don't see that.
Okay, I hear you. That's not the Pashup Shantas. I would not have read the Taz like that, but the Taz was the Taz. Taz was one of the good old Ador, right? In the 1600s. So we have to read it. It's not impossible to read it like that. I hear you. But what I'm trying to tell you is that a tremendous cloud emerges. If you read the Taz like that, the Taz does not, Tosas says, does not bring up the Eitzah about Shahakal. Because you know what the Eitzah Shahakal is? A bitty Yevet Eitzah. You follow what I'm saying? This is the Chiddush L'maisa. The Maamar Mordechai says L'maisa it's a bit Yevet Eitzah to do Shakal. Read the Tosfos normally. Tosfos read like Bracha Rishon, he doesn't bring up Shakal because it's a bit Yevet Eitzah. This is a L'chachil Eitzah. You got me? Whereas the Taz will say, no, Shakal's just as good. Wasn't Tosfos talking about? No, he's talking about Bracha Chron according to the Taz, even though you don't like it. Okay, I hear you. That is not the Pashup Shah. But you got to be open. That's one thing. You got to be open to different Pshatim. Yes, go ahead, Jacob.
Why would we ever think that having a shahakol, we know for sure that it's been the evet to say shahakol on something that you don't know the bracha on, right? But if you eat it b'sof zuda, you're removing yourself from the situation. How could you ever think?
Because you're
why
making.
Would you ever think that maybe
you're making.
You're making
an assumption. I hear you. I would. It's just like I said at home. I would agree with you. But it's not crazy to say shahakol is a bracha. It is a bracha. Why do you have to say it's such a bitty evet? Why? I'm a misupuk, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says shahakol. Is it so bad? I could hear a possibility to say it's not so bad. What's so bad about it? Right? Remember we said, I didn't find it yet. Rowan, so I mentioned, remember we said in Shira Ben Yonis, is any food you eat less than a gazayas? The bracha changes to shahakol, even you eat an orange? I have to find where Ben Yonis says that. But does that really mean that shahakol's bad? I don't know if it means it's bad. I hear you. I would agree with you. But I don't think it's nuts to say that what? That it's so bad? And that's what we want to say, Lamaisa, in this Yad Ephraim and Zeresh Shimshon, they taka say it. They taka say it. It's just as good of an answer to say Shahakol, then you have to wait. You have to wait? So you have to wait. I don't know, you got bread a block away. You have to wait for your friend to get the bread, and I could just say a Shahakol on this thing because I'm a super. I have to wait the 5 minutes? They say no. They say no. The Maamar Mordechai, the Magen Avraham Sharshin says, yes, you do have to wait. Like Jacob's saying, it's a bidi evet, bidi evet. Maybe not. Maybe Shakal is not. What do we hold Allah Lamais? I think we should hold like the Shartziyun in the Magen Avraham and the Maamar Mordechai that you should what? You should not just zug the Shakal. Correct. Like Jacob said. It's a bitty evident.
What about in cases where you don't have options make suda?
Then you have no choice. Then you have no choice. You don't have the bread coming in a few minutes. Then you have no choice. But I want you to glean this machlaik is a very fundamental machlaik, and that's the way I think we would paskin. Like the Shartzian, Magen Avraham, and the Maamar Mordechai. But it all stems from how to read the Taisis. So that's the second mahalach. Yeah, Kashis, guys. Go ahead, Gavriel.
I'm just trying to understand.
Yes.
Why would eating it in a meal also not be considered bidya? Because don't they all both stem from the same idea that you're just doing it to offer yourself, not from a self?
No, you answer your own Kasha. What do you do when you eat in a meal? Hamotzi covers everything. So I did nothing bidya. It covers everything in the case of a suffix, but I have a way to get rid of a suffix. When I do amotzi, there's no sfeikis. When I eat the food in the middle of the meal, I'm glad he asked me that. When I eat the food in the middle of the meal, I have no suffix at all. It's better to be in a situation where there's no suffix than to be in a suffix. The shahakol scenario is you're answering a suffix. I'm not answering a suffix when I do amotzi.
But you're still doing this, making amotzi.
Doesn't make a difference though. The mechanism is that there's no suffix. Once I have a bread meal, the mechanism is that there is no suffix. That's the difference.
Why does it work like that?
Because that's the din. The din is hamotzi covers all the food in the meal. That's the din. Olach lamaisa. Would I just say a shakol straight up? I'm in a suffix. Is shakol the right one? I don't know. I'm doing it because it's a suffix. The suffix staring at the face. When I have the meal, the suffix not staring me in the face. That's the chiluk.
The fundamental mechanisms of the bracha are different.
Yes.
When you're saying shakol, you're saying...
You're trying to take care of a suffix. By hamotzi, I'm skirting the whole thing. There's no suffix.
So.
Correct. There's no suffix at all. Well said. Correct. Absolutely. You got the chiluk? Get it down. That's the svara. Yes, Sam. Go ahead.
Building off of the real point, though, shahakol works for the evet, though. No? So
that's what Jacob was saying. That's what Jacob was saying. I'm saying you can say maybe...
They're on the same level, because
I understand, but at the same time, I can respond to you that it's a bracha. And it is a bracha, it's a certified bracha, and this is the situation at hand, and I don't label that as a b'di'evit. I don't. I don't label it as a b'di'evit, and I don't have to wait the 5 minutes for the guy to bring the bread. I don't have to. That's a different way of viewing it. I agree with you. I just want you guys to be open to it, and it's a sheet in poskim, which I'm not saying we would poskim like. We would not poskim like it, okay? But I want you to get it. And the truth is, I could give you a drasha. It's not really just a drasha. I could give you a drasha that would say, it's more in lumdus, that shakal is such a beautiful bracha. It covers everything. It's the archetypical birkas mater. It takes away this or me'ila, this or gezel, and you could say shakal, even on a regular orange, it's less than a gazayas, to that degree. So I could give you a whole shtickle tire that maybe it's a beautiful bracha. Such a beautiful bracha that it can be said at anything. You think it's a b'di'evit. I could turn around and say it's such a jack of all trades. It's a jack of all trades. Maybe it's not a b'di'evit. Okay? So I could give you smarter the other way maybe also. Okay. Excellent. That is the what? Second mahalach. Please get it. Okay, number three now. Let's get it, guys. Number three. Okay. We have Tosas introducing us Ladabik. I want to tell you what will be the situation when the Iker Tavshil is not from Chamesh Zaminim. I put flour in something, but it's not a binding agent. It's not a binding agent. And I'll tell you an example that I'm going to give you. Halacha l'maisa. Bless you. I'm sure you guys all enjoy it, because I enjoy them. Schnitzel. Everyone loves schnitzel, right? It's geschmack schnitzel, right? You have Shabbos lunch, we have schnitzel, right? 2-3 pieces, maybe 4, whatever you want, right? Whatever it is, okay. So you have this, you have chicken, pounded chicken, and you got a lot of the what? A lot of the breadcrumbs on it. Okay? So this is a good example where there's chamesh minim on it, but lemais, the ikar tafshel is called schnitzel. It's not called chicken with the breadcrumbs, you know what I mean? You don't call it that. Call it schnitzel. Schnitzel means chicken with breadcrumbs on it, but the ikar is the chicken, no? So I want to ask you, how does this fit in this whole concept of ladabek or lisod regarding this din? And I want you to label it as the ikar tafshel is not from the chamesh aminim, but there are chamesh aminim in it. Again, the ikar tafshel is not from the chamesh aminim. Do you say mezoinus or not? So the Meiri here on daf lamed zayin amud aleph dibra maskel kol tafshel me'elu writes the following chiddush. He says, the only time you say kol sheyesh bo mevarchin lam chamesh minim chamesh kol sheyesh bo chamesh minim varchan brevin mezonos is when the shame tafshel is called on those chamesh minim. But if the ikar tafshel is a min acher, you just happen to mix chamesh minim in there. He says even if you did it for taste, which no doubt everyone does when you make a schnitzel, he says you did not say brevin mezonos. The tafshel is the ikar and done. And that's when I gave you the rush. Did you guys see the rush in Siman Zion? You didn't see the rush? Did you see the rush in Siman Zion? Small rush. Yeah. What was the lush in the rush? The lush in the rush was what? Kol she'ikaro mechemesh saminim. Ikaro. Did you see that word? Underline that word in the rush 100 times. Kol she'ikaro. Mashma l'mais, when the ikar tafshel chemesh saminim, you say brevin mezonos. But if it's not the ikar tafshel, you don't say brevin mezonos. So at this point now, if you would ask me what the Miri and the rush would say about schnitzel, I would say what? Shahako and done. So you have a shakal, you have a schnitzel during the week. You have it straight up. You're not having it with bread. You would say shakal, because that is not the ikar tafshel. But if you look in the Rashba, on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, the Rashba says, even if the ikar tafshel is min acher, not chamesh aminim, you put the chamesh aminim latam, what bracha? Bori mei, nei, nizaynis. So it seems like it's a machlaikis, the Meiri and the Rosh against the Rashba, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. So I would say, I paskin, according to the Rashba, as long as what? The ikar tafshel is a min acher, I don't care. As long as you put chamesh aminim latam, you still say brei minim mezonos. So according to the Rashba, on schnitzel you would say what? Mezonos. According to the Meiri and the Rosh, on schnitzel you would say what? Shahakol. So how do we paskin? So Rov Poskim say, like we said, like the Miri and the what? The Rosh, you say Shahakol Nibivoro. Okay? You say Shahakol. Now, Lamaisa, if it's really, really thick, guys, really, really thick, Yeah? If it's really, really thick, which I don't think you have so much. I've never saw a schnitzel. It's really, really thick. The crust. You don't really find that schnitzel. But Kentucky, you ever had Kentucky Fried Chicken in Ernstral? Was it kosher when you guys were there? It was kosher. It was unbelievable, right? Geschmack, right? The crust is so huge. In that case, I would tell you to say what? Two brachas. A shako on the chicken and a mezonis on the crust. Because you could actually pull off the crust and just eat the crust. That's what you would do. But in a regular schnitzel case, please get this machlokes. You got it? That's a third chiddush. Yes, go ahead, Jacob, and then Yecheskel.
So Rebbe's saying, if you could pull off the breadcrumbs, like as the
yeah, but thing. Only when it's huge like that. Usually people, it's just on the top. The little things don't pull it off. I'm talking about the crust is huge. We hold like the Rosh and the Meiri that says the Iker Tafsha is called chicken. It's called chicken. Chicken schnitzel, you know what I mean? It's not called, you know, it's not a separate crust. So Lomaisa, we say one brach on it. We hold like who? The Miri and the Rush. Again, did you guys see the word Ikaro? I opened it up. It was a small Rush. You guys didn't get to see it? Koshi Ikaro. No, you didn't see it? Gavriel said he saw it. You didn't see? Simon Zion. Let me reread you the Lushan. It's a small Rush there. Okay, because tomorrow, you know, we got to go Vaiter with the Tyson. But let's go. One thing at a time. We want to get everything clore. Okay, no point in going fast. We don't understand it. But let me. I wanted to read this Rush. You didn't see the. Where's the Rush? Oh, here it is. You ready? Look at this Rush. I underlined it, I think, a few times. Ready? He says, Kol she, no, there's no room for 100. Okay, you know what I mean. I mean to do a lot. He says, like this. He says, Hilka, Kol she ikaro, mechamesh aminim. Kol she ikaro. You got that? Ikaro. Wow, that is the chiddush, okay? That is the chiddush you want to bring out. Yes, go ahead. What do you say, Nate?
A lot of my stuff, in yeshiva, we used to have these like fried chickens, but sometimes you get yourself because like sometimes you get these like balls you think have chicken in it, but sometimes we're just the bread most of the time.
Really?
So
then that then I would.
You should make a mezonos first, just in case you get.
If it's like that, Kentucky Fried, if it's mamish like a ball of that, then
sometimes there was no chicken inside at all.
So I would say a mezonos. Yeah.
So you'd have to make a mezonos just in case that were to come up.
Well, I don't case, but you would rip it off, check it, and then say mezonos. Not every single, you say one bracha, you have it on mind, that's all.
But let's say I open it up and I say, oh, shahak, I see there's a lot of chicken, so I make a shahak on it, then like later in my meal, I get one of those.
Try to always eat it with a piece of chicken. I'm saying that the nature of the food is that it's so separate, Lamaisa. If you're going to be eating it separate, then you say two brachas, okay? But you know, in America, how they're thin, you know? There's just crumbs on it, then that's going to be a shahak. We'll hold like the Miri and the Rush. Okay, Kiva, go ahead.
Ever have me saying a motzi?
No, because we'll get to that with pieces. Pieces have to be a kazayas. We'll get to the whole sugyas about that, okay? Push-up shot, we'll get to the whole sugyas about that. It's less than a kazayas, doesn't look like a bread. There's certain requirements. It's got to be a kazayas, it has to look like bread, it has to be tzurus adanam. That's a later sugya we'll get to, Mr. Shah. Yes, Sam. Okay, yeah, we'll get to that, Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa now, I don't like to have croutons unless the yellow croutons I'll have, because that's mezonos. But the ones that are bread, Lamaisa, Mikar Adin, it's okay, because each one's less than a kazayas, but I don't like to have them if I don't, outside of a bread meal. Okay, but we'll get to it. Mikar Adin, it's okay. Because those are mamish, they're pieces, it's mamish like solid, it's not like crumbs, not like crumbs, okay? So, it's mamash achetza. Yeah, go ahead. What do you say, Noam? Go ahead.
Everybody is ikaro of the Rush and says that if you have a thick breading, then you would say mezonos. It's the only reason you're putting a thick breading on chicken, even if it's very thick, is to make the chicken tastier.
No, but when he says the ikar thing is the mezonos. The only time we invoke kol sheyesh bo is when... No, but the ikar thing is called... That's what I'm saying. That's what Rush is shishako.
If there's a thick crust on the chicken...
Right, but I'm saying that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a scenario where those are two separate foods. He's talking about a regular case of schnitzel where it's chicken and you have regular schnitzel on it, regular breadcrumbs. But I'm saying if it's so huge, that was not what the Rush was talking about. Okay?
Well, the Rush says ikaro.
I understand. Ikaro is the case of regular schnitzel with chicken. But if it's a lot of crumbs, then the ikaro is two things, the chicken and the crust. So he's talking about a regular case. Okay. That's the third chiddush. We got it? Four, guys. Let's go. We got it. Time's running. We got to get there. Okay, number four. Here we go. There is a discussion, and I want you to get this. There's got to be a middle ground here between lisod on one extreme, and what's the other extreme? Ledabek. The middle road I want to write down, and let's call that latam. Okay? Let's call that latam. Okay? When you use the kemach, the flower, it could be lisod. On the other extreme, it could be what? Ledabek. What about when you do it latam? For taste. For taste. Culinary taste. That middle road, how are you going to treat that middle road? So, Lomaisa, I want you to get this. The Prima Godim in Simon Reish Dal in the Mishpaso Zav, Sof Sifkon Tet Zayin, is Medayek from the Prichodosh, who claims that even if the Chamesh Saminim are just for Tam and not for Achila, not Lisod, you still say Bray Minei Mizonos. The middle category, Latam, is considered to be Lisod. The Pre-Chodesh says that middle category, says the Prima Godim is Mechadesh from the Pre-Chodesh, that middle category, Latam, is not like Ledabek, it is like what? Lisod. And what bracha would it be? Borei Minei Mizonos. Whereas the Taz, he says, is Mashma not that way. That it must be for Lisod, for eating. If it's not for eating, it will not get a Mizonos. So get that down. That middle category is going to be a Machlekes between who? The Prichodosh against the Taz. That's the way the Prima Godim presents this Machlekes. Okay? When you put it Latam, not Ledabek for binding, not for Achila, but let's just make it tastier.
It's
Latam. Yeah, because by you don't say Iker Tafel by Chamesh Mini Dagan. The Taz says that even if it's for Latam, if it's not for Lisod, Lisod is the same thing as L'Achila. The synonym is Lisod and L'Achila. Lisod, L'Achila. If it's not for one of these two, then Taz says time is like L'Dabek.
Are we going to get
okay? What would be an example of that?
I'm not part of that.
What would be an example of it? Okay, let's think. I'll give you an example, but let's think. But I want to just you get this.
Like
the beer. Okay, let's see. The beer in the Mordechai, Oschof Aleph. Quotes from the Rajba, let's get it, that if the Dagon, the beer and the Mordechai in the bottom, Oschof Aleph, quotes from the Rajba, Lamed Zayin and Beis Maskel Duvshu, that if the Dagon is given Latay Tam, what bracha? Borei Minei Mizonos. Okay? Borei Minei Mizonos. And, Lomai, so there's a Tosus later on, when we'll get to it, on Lamed Chesimav, that says the bracha on beer is not Mizonos. Why not? Why don't you say Mizonos on beer? Because there's only Tam of Seorim. There's only Tam of Seorim. Okay? And it's not Mamashas of Seorim. So it's Mashma Lomaisa that if you only say Bremen and Mizonos, Halach Lomaisa, you don't say Bremen and Mizonos if it's only on Tam. Not if it's what? Not for Tam. If it's only for Tam and it's not for Achila, you will not see Amazonos. So at first glance, it seems like what? This Machlokas and Achronim, Gedol Achronim, is a Machlokas where? In the Rishonim.
Tosos says
Shahakal. Tosos says Shahakal. One of the reasons why you don't say Amazonos on the beer is he says because only Tam. That's another answer he gives over there. Focusing on this answer. Correct. So if I ask you, Lomaisa, if you just have Tam, it seems like it's a Machlekes Rashba against Tosfos. However, he slugs it up. And he says, the reason why Tosfos only says you don't say Bray Mizonos on beer is because by beer, the beer Mordechai, the beer on the Mordechai, because on beer there's no mamashes. There's got to be some tangible things in there from the hops. There is none. It's just Tam. That's why you don't say Abraham and Amazonas. But there is, if there is Mamashos, and it's just for Tom, then in a Hanami you would say a what? Bore Mine Mizonos. Okay? So let's chaza this over again. Let's chaza the whole thing again. The way we laid it out is like this. When it's Ledabek, it's not Mizonos. The other extreme is what? Lisod is Mizonos. What happens if it's in the middle? Latam. Latam. So it comes out, says the Prichada, the Prima Gunner says, the Prichada says, the din is that what? You would say it's considered to be, according to the Prichadash, you would still say Mizonos. No, it's considered to be Lissol. That's the first Shita. The Prichadash, the Prima Gunner, Mishem, the Prichadash is like what? Lissol. Who argues on this? The Taz. The Taz is Mashma, not that way. That if it's not for Achil or Lissol, what's the din, Gabriel? It is Ladabek, you don't say Mizonos. This machlokes in Gedol HaKrom is a machlokes where in Rishonim. The Rashba seems to say it's only for Tom. Lamaisa, it's still a Mizonos. And Tosfos about the beer says you don't say Mizonos on beer because it's only Tom. Seems like Tom is not a Mizonos. Then the beer Mordechai says no. The only reason why the Tosfos said that is because why? There's no Mamashas. What's Mamashas? There's no tangibility. If there would be tangibility and it's given for Tom, what bracha would it be? A parade made Mizonos. Yes, there are pieces of barley in there. If there are pieces of barley in there, that is correct. If there be pieces of barley in there, the din would be different.
Do they have to retain the tzura, or they just have to...
Just the mamashas, just the tangibility, correct. Doesn't have to amend the tzura, but it has to be in there. Tom Lomaisa, you can have Tom something, not have what? Not have the tangibility in there. It has to be something tangible in there. Now, you want an example. Mm-hmm. You want an example of this... Of Kosh Yeshbo. Why is Laffy Taffy?
I don't know.
What Mizonos is in there? Flour? There's flour in there?
No.
I don't know there's flour in there. I was going to say something
there's
else.
A lot of candies. There's a lot of these candies that have flour in them.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Licorice.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Licorice. Okay. Licorice has flour in it. What do you say about licorice? I would say licorice, this flour, the flour there, maybe I'm wrong, but let's use it as an example, Sam.
Not Ladabi?
Wait, let me say. I want to, maybe I'm wrong, could be I'm wrong, but I want to, you have to ask a candy expert. But I, in my opinion, the licorice, as far as I know, it could be I'm totally wrong, that licorice, the flour is given not just for binding, it's for taste too. If that is the case, that's exactly this example. It's given for taste.
I can imagine there being flour and licorice for taste.
I think it is. I think so. Okay, let's assume that I'm right.
The reason licorice has wheat flour is to help bind all the ingredients together.
Yeah.
So I'm wrong. Okay. So I'm wrong, you're saying. I'm against Google.
I'm against Rav Google.
All right, we got to come up with a better example. I was thinking that example. Give me an example where the flour is used for Tom, not just binding and not to fill you up for food. It's for taste. For taste.
Cookie dough, ice cream.
Yeah, something like that, you know. You know, cookie dough ice cream? I love cookie dough ice cream. But the ikar is the ice cream. There's just bits of it in there. You know what I mean? There are bits of it in there. You can't pull it out and eat it. So, okay, some you can. Whatever it is. We don't need to get into these Ben and Jerry's, whatever it is, right? Whatever it is. But we don't need to get into the details whether you can pick it out or not. Let me think of a better example, okay? I have to think of a good example. But I want you to know this machlekes. This is the fourth mahalik, guys. Please get this, okay? It's very critical. All right. Number five. Let's go, guys. Number five. Okay, we got, because I want to still get to Brita Fuzz. I don't know if we're going to have time. If we don't get it, we'll do it tomorrow. Okay. Here we go.
Syrup.
Syrup?
Syrup has flour for sweetening taste.
Got it. Okay. So what do you put syrup in? What do we put syrup in? Pancakes, you mean? You don't cook it, though. You don't park. It's not part of the terubis. Yeah, no, it's part. The syrup has to be part of the thing. Yeah, but it's got to have to be part of the food. It's got to be part of the food. We got to come up with an example of the syrup as part of the food.
Chocolate syrup for like a chocolate milk.
I understand, but I want to have syrup be part of the food. It's one of the ingredients of the food that's
meant.
I know, but it's manufactured like that. It's part of the syrup.
Syrup.
Okay. All right. Lamaisa. Why, syrup has the flour in it, right?
It has the flour.
So you eat pancake syrup straight up, you're saying.
I want it to be part of the food.
Let's think of a syrup be part of a food. Okay? All right, let's go. All right, number five. Let's go to number five. Here we go. The Taz in the same simon, Reish Dalet, and Sifkan Gimel writes the following Kiddush. Okay, the Taz says like this. The Taz points out there are scenarios, and this is another, that's why I said we're doing these subcategories. They're very important that you put the flour in, kedei lisod, But there's an issue with it. What's the issue? You can't taste it. You don't taste the kemach. It's not murgash hatam. Murgash means feels. You don't feel the tam. So when you put the kemach on lasbia, what is the din? Do you say brahmin and mazonos? And he says, yes, please get it. Af im lo margish tam. Af im lo margish tam. Af kashir taz. Right? Kashir lo. Af kashir lo margish tam. Even when you don't taste it, I don't care. Kol sheyesh bo applies, and the klal is you have to say a what? The klal is you say a brahmin and what? You see, a brei name is onos, even if it's not margish to tam. This is what the Taz says, and the Sharetzion on the bottom of the page in Mishabura, please get it. Says it comes from Artosis again. How do you fit that into Artosis? You guys tell me. What word does Tosis say? Lisod. What does lisod mean? The cholah needs almonds to fill himself up. I don't care whether he tastes it or not. It's lisod. Even if not margish botam, you say a brei name is onos. You got that? The Sharetzion says it comes from the Lashon that says Lisod. Sharetzion in Os Sifkot and Yud Beis says that he got it from the Tosis. Okay? This is included what Tosis said, Lisod. So many Chidushim come out of this Tosis. And then he goes on in the Bir Halacha, please get it, the Bir Halacha writes in Sif Tes, Dir Maska Mavarech, he quotes many Gedol Achronim who argue on this Taz and says the following. This is what I wanted you to see from the Rosh. From the Rosh, it is mashma that this is wrong. What does the Rosh say in Siman Zayin? What did I spilled the beans already. What does he say? What word?
Ikaro.
When's the last time something that can't be tasted is called what? Ikaro. Come on. The Taz would be cholik on this din, and the Taz would say, you better be margish the tam. It's against the Taz. If you're not margish the tam, forget about it. We cannot say kol ikaro b'chamesh aminu. So we're proving here that it's a machleis tais in the rush now. Now we're saying it's a machleis tais in the rush on this din halacha lamaisa. Okay, I want you to get this. This category is a machleis tais in the rush. Yes, Nate.
Is
go ahead.
Way to learn the taz without you saying it's coming from Tosos?
Can't hear you.
Is there a way to learn that taz without saying it comes from Tosos? Or you have to?
Yeah, you can say the taz on your own, but he wants to say that's what Tosos means by lisod.
But it's possible.
Lisod means just to fortify, right, to sustain. You don't have to taste it.
But it's possible the rush isn't necessarily arguing on Tosos.
The Bir Halacha says, yes. The Bir Halacha says the Rosh is definitely arguing Taisis. It says, Ikaro. You can't call some Ikaro if it's not Murga Shatam. Makes sense. Okay, Gavriel, clear?
Yeah, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So could we say from this reading of the Tosos that Tosos doesn't care about the Tom? From, like, according to the last thing,
yes,
that Tom wouldn't necessitate bringing him his
onos? Yes. That's what we're being Madaik. That Lesod means Lesod Kipshuto. Laspio, and even if you're not Murga Shatam, I don't care. That is correct.
So would you hold? I think that's in opposition to what we said about his beer, that it was only when there was no tangibility, not because of the tam.
That was a tais later on, not our tais. That was tais later on in Daf Lamed Ches. We didn't get to that tais yet. Okay? It's a different taisis. Okay? It's a good horror, but it's a different taisis on Lamed Ches. Excellent. Okay. That's number 5, Mahalach. Is that correct?
Yes.
Number 6. Let's go, guys. 6. Here we go. Do you know who the Sukkot Shavuot Rebbe was? Who was he? That was his Talmud. Who was his Rebbe? The Avdenezer. The Avdenezer was an unbelievable gon, and he wrote Tshuvas, and he knew Kol Torah Kuli. He wrote the Sefer Eglei Tal as well. Rav, the Rav Zatzal loved Avdenezer's Tshuvas. Very, the razzle dazzle lumdus. What'd you say? Sukkotcho. I don't know how to spell it. Okay. Please get it. He writes the following. I want you to get this. The Sukkotcho Rebbe. The Avnezer has a tshuva, Orachaim Chelik Alf Simen Lamed Ches. You ready? We're really milking this Taisis, but that's what you have to do. The Avnezer says, I have a Chiddush based on our Taisis. You ready? Everyone loves, at least I'm sure everyone loves, what do they call it? Knish, not Knishes. What do you have with the meat inside? What do they call it? Knadels. Not Knadels, Kreplach. Everyone creps or meat knishes, similarly. Meat knishes, kreplach, everyone loves them, right? So he says like this. He says, I want to know something. How do you make a meat knish? How do you make a kreplach? The derech is to mix up what? The flour and the bread with the basar, ground up meat, and to ledabek l'rachecha basar, to soften and make the meat cling together, in order that it's going to be bloated. You know how you have a big, nice, fat knish or a kreplach, right? You make it, you want a menufach. What does menufach mean?
Like
bloated. Menufach.
The flour on the outside or part of it?
It could be part of the actual meat itself that, you know, you crumble up also on the outside too. Okay? But let's say it could be both. Could be both, lamais. You mix it up. The purpose is ledabek l'rachecha basar. Let's assume, Nate, the following. Let's assume, you know, let's use an example where you have a meatball that has a lot of flour in it to make the enlarged meatball. It doesn't have to necessarily be a knish, because a knish, like you said, has dough on it, or a kreplach. But let's say a big meatball that 60% of it is what, meat, but you've put a lot of breadcrumbs in it, a lot of flour, and it's bloated it.
Meatballs.
Yes, okay, that has been with a lot of flour. So he wants to say the following. He thinks that according to our Taisus, halach lamaisa, you put the kemach in the shkedim l'chola, if it's made l'sod, he's same as onos. Here, why did you mix up the flour and the meat? It wasn't k'day l'sod, was it? Was it? No. It was to bloat the meat. No. Wasn't it to bloat the meat?
Well, what would that be considered?
He says that should be a shahakol. The brachas on the meat and shahakol. It's ledabik, but it's also l'rachek abasar. Correct. In the Rambam I gave you, what does the Rambam say?
Under those categories, it would be ledabik.
Yeah. Okay. Good. What does the Rambam say in Perek Gimel Lachavav? Rakim chamesha dinim bolatei tam betaruvus mevarachin breimin and zonos letei tam kan bebasar tachun by ground up meat the lechem the kemach are not kedet letam. What are they? Kedet what? Ledabek the basar, to bloat the basar. And never the bracha shahakol. Because the Rambam says, let me ask you a question. What's the din if you put the chamesh aminim in for odor or for color? What's the din? Do you say brei minim azonos? No. Rambam adds that in. Please get that down. Reach or tafshel. Rambam says that beferish. Rambam says beferish halacha lamaisa. It comes out that if you do it for another purpose, not for tam lamaisa, you do it for reach or you do it for tsever or color, you will not say brei minim azonos. So he says, he thinks this gigantic meatball, what should the bracha be? Shahakol. Then he says, he thinks, Lomaisa, this is the pshat in the Shita Mikubetzis. Shita Mikubetzis, Laf Lamed Tesim and Aleph writes, I'm going to get this word. If the Chamesh Amin in a bowl, the Kavanas Achilasam. What does Achilasam mean? Further eating them. Then it's a Brahmin name is Onos. So he says, in this case, when you mix the Chamesh Amin in order to make the basar soft, that's not considered to eat the achilas chamesh aminim. It's to eat the what? Basar. It's to eat the basar. So if it's done to what? To eat the basar, there's no way you're going to what? There's no way you're going to say kol sheyesh bo and say amazonos. But he says, maybe. If it's done l'nifuach habasar, to bloat it, maybe you could say l'maisa, shrei masha ocho ka'es yosiru ocho me'adagan. Lamais, it's maybe because it's done for bloating, maybe you could say that's done for achilas chameshes minim. Maybe he wants to say, or he says, no, since it was done letzorach anofach, that the basar itself should be menupach, therefore that's considered to be not eating it chameshes minim, and the bracha would be shahakol, and that's his maskana. But I want you to get the possibility, he says, when you do it for nipuach, what does nipuach mean?
Bloating.
What is the bloating going to come from? From the dagan. The meat magically doesn't expand. So maybe he wants to say, maybe nipuach could be like achilasam of them. But then he backs out of it. And he said it's being done for the basar, and the end of the day, therefore the bracha is what? The bracha shahakol. That's what he wants to tell you. The bracha shahakol in the end of the day. But please get that possibility down, that maybe it's from the nipuach, maybe you'd say, I'm doing it for the achil of that, of the chamesh aminim, and maybe therefore it would be a worm and salt. Then he backs out of it. He says, it's done for what? The basar, if it's done for the basar, it's a shahakol, and that's what he says. And he says there, he thinks, I want you to get this, that samachlekes ramam taisus, if you utilize chamesh aminim lisod, even if it's a mute. Again, get it down. Lisod, if it's a mute. What would taisus say? What would taisus say? If it's a rove, lomaisa. Again, if it's for a mute, lomaisa, if it's not coming lisod, even if it's l'tzorach achila, Lamaisa, if it's not coming lisod, af shabol letzorach achila, it depends what the rov is. If the rov is chamesa minim, then of course you say mizonos. If the rov is not from chamesa minim, then you would not say mizonos halacha lamaisa. The Rambam says anything that's kedet letetam, even if it's a mute, you would say borei minim mizonos and done halacha lamaisa. So he wants to claim lamaisa the avnezer that maybe there would be a machlokes here between the Rambam and Tosfos in a situation where the chamesa minim bold is owed. Even if they're a mute, what would be the din? According to the Rambam, he says, even if they're a mute, as long as they're coming latte tam or so, it would be a mizonos. And he wants to say Tosfos would argue with that and say not that way. What'd you say?
I think that's hard to say in
Tosfos. Why is that?
It says that it has to be the ikar and it has to be so. It just says so.
He doesn't say that it has to be rov, you're saying.
Right.
Okay, I hear you. All right. I guess he read the Tosfos saying that lisod was only something where it's rov of that. How could lisod be something not rov? But I hear you. That's what he wants to say. Again, I'm going to repeat that. He claims if it is done late tam or lisod and it's a mute, the Rambam would still say mizoinus, and Tosfos would say if it's a mute, it would not be a mizoinus halacha lamaisa. If it's not bol lisod, but it's letzorach achila, right, which we've always said is saying so, he wants to say it's totally in what the rov is. If it's rov, it's mizonos. If the rov is not mizonos, it would not be mizonos according to Tosfos. Okay, lomaisa. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, he says on this meatball, you say a shahakol, because why? He holds that nipuach and lomaisa is all considered part of the basar, and therefore it's not done lachi lassam, so lashon shidim gemetzes, which we assume the same as liso. Okay? So let's repeat again the Avnezer. Okay? The Avnezer says, you want to make the meatball with the meat, with the flour, ledabek, lorechechech, abasar, to make a menufach, what's it in? He says, according to Tosfos, you need liso. This is not liso. So it's pasher according to the shahakol. And he says, even according to the Rambam says, you need to do balete tam. This is not balete tam. It's for the basar tachun, and it's not lete tam. It's to make it minapeach, and therefore he says, according to the Rambam, just like it's reach and sevas, not a mizonos, this also would not be a mizonos. Then he says, according to Shinim Gubetzis, he has the word achilasom. So he says, maybe when you do it lenipuach, is there a possibility, maybe they're doing achilasom of the chamesh minim? Maybe. But then he backs out of that. He says, at the end of the day, it's historically puach of the basar itself. And in that vein, therefore, it remains shakal. And that's the way he paskins halacha lemaisa, with saying that he believes in the machlokes Rambam Tosfos. That according to the Rambam, even if it's what? If it's done latei tam or lisod or lachila, even if it's a mute, it's brevin mizonos. Whereas according to Tosfos, if it's done lemaisa lo lisod, then it would depend what? It would depend on the rov, lemaisa. If it's not the rov, mizonos, and Tosfos will say, he will not say mizonos, halacha lemaisa, against the Rambam.
Why do we assume that this is lachilaso for the chamesha minim in the case of a kreplach?
Because it's possible to say, Akiva, that you do it for the bloating.
So
I want the meatball to look bigger, correct.
Yeah,
so I don't call that achilaso from the chamesha minim. On the other hand, though, practically, what makes it nipuach? The fact that I have more volume of flour now. So he, at the end of the day, he says, like you say, shahakol. That is the what? That is the that's the fifth chiddush halach lamaisa. Okay? Sixth one, real quick, okay? You asked me after shir, Nate, yeah? Sixth one, okay? We didn't even get into the brain of fashas. Okay, there's no rot. Tomorrow we got to do the big taisim also. Tomorrow we'll start with the brain of fashas. Okay. Last nakuda I just want to mention, and that is the following. Don't forget Iker and Tuffel. Do not forget Iker and Tuffel when you talk about Chamesa Mini Kol She'eshbo. What I mean to say is that on Laman Zayinim and Aleph, the Ra'ah Neshidim Gebetzah say, Kol She'eshbo, good, Kol She'eshbo. Kol She'eshbo, even if it's a mute, it's not the Iker. But that's only when what? That's only when it's in a Taruvus. That's only when it's in the Taruvus do you say Kol She'eshbo and then mute. But if they're separate items, and you have Peres Genusar, remember we had that with the Maliach and the bread? There's no doubt that Kol She'eshbo goes out the window. It's still a Tuffel. The only time this comes up, he says, is in a scenario of a Taruvus. But don't chuck the whole Klal Iker of a Tuffel when they're separate items. That's exactly what they say. Please get it. Dafkik Sheminim Targam Taruvus. Because you ain't a Taruvus, then it's not an Iker, it's a Tuffel. Even bread, we said, could be a what? Could be a tuffle sometimes. And that Mishnah Memdal and Aleph. So he says, don't get me wrong. Don't think Kol She'eshbo is automatically what? is automatically a magic statement. It's not a magic statement. It's not a magic statement. Kol sheyesh bo lamaisa is nechshav, considered to be the ikur when you have a taruvis, when it's not ledabek, but when it's be'en, with the salt, with the herring, I should say the herring, and the peres kenusar, and you have the bread, then we said it's only lachshir what? Lachshir your mouth. Even bread could be a tough in that case. So don't tell me this can't be either. Don't say kol sheyesh bo, but when there's a taruvis. You got that? That's a sixth chiddush. What'd you say?
It's only the ikur when there's a taruvis?
Yes. It becomes the ikur even when it's a miyur, remember? Kol sheyesh bo, that's the chiddush. Even when it's a miyur, that's the chiddush. Kol sheyesh bo. Right? Kol sheyesh bo could be even when it's a miyur. We had what happens in a miyur, and it's ladabek. Remember that with the tas. Okay, let's stop here. Chazor, everyone, a wonderful day. Let's stop in mincha. Tomorrow we continue. We have a longer seder, and we can do the brain of fasha, the taisis. Okay, let's go.